Good morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network, checking agricultural news up next.
Hi, I'm Lance Brown, a dairy farmer from Blanchard, Oklahoma. Did you know that 97% of farms are family-owned? This includes my family's dairy farm. Dairy farming is more than just a job for my family. It's our way of life. To learn more about the dairy farm families behind your milk and life on the dairy farm, visit DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
You can save $500 on the exciting Hustler Raptor flip-up mower with the Quick Flip technology. Push a button and the deck raises for cleaning, blade changing, and it stores in less space. Hustler with the industry's unmatched warranties. You'll be proud to say, I own a Hustler, and you can save $500 on your new Raptor flip-up. Find your Hustler servicing dealer at HustlerTurf.com and save $500 on your new Hustler Raptor flip-up mower. Hustler, they're fun to run.
During the Beef Day celebration at the state capitol yesterday, Oklahoma Cattlemen Association Executive Vice President Michael Kelsey told Radio Oklahoma Ag Network Farm Director Ron Hayes that the final days of the state legislative session is totally about finding a budget deal, and that he sees it as danger time now and looking ahead for agriculture in protecting the ag sales tax exemption for farmers and ranchers.
What we're watching to make sure is that our interests are protected regarding our ag sales tax exemption, which, by the way, Ron, we're going to have to really work hard on that from this point on. What I would encourage folks out there listening is as the Capitol continues to wrangle with revenue generation ideas, they start looking at that list of big items of loss, if you will. Sales tax exemption is viewed as a loss revenue for them. And we're one of the biggest. And so we're going to have to be very proactive as well as reactive in coming sessions to make sure we protect that and keep that. And so we continue to preach that with senators and representatives. We have a lot of friends up here. But as that momentum continues to develop over years to come, we're going to have to work especially hard to make sure that we protect that, as well as whether it's ad valorem taxes or maintaining the income tax. If we let the income tax go away, then our property taxes are going to go through the roof. So we continue to tell representatives and senators, let's not be so aggressive at eliminating that income tax. Let's be a broad tax base. Those types of things are the message we're carrying, not only here at the end of the session, but we'll just carry right over through the summer into next session as we continue to wrangle with these budget issues.
And finally, Beckham County Sheriff Derek Manning is out tracking the path of the tornado that touched down on Tuesday night, which he says appears to be at least 10 to 12 miles long and caused considerable damage to rural Beckham County.
Out in the county, we've got dozens of houses damaged, some destroyed, farm buildings and equipment damaged and destroyed. We've got cattle injured that folks have been having to either try to gather up or put down.
He says it'll take some time for farmers to identify and repair damaged outbuildings and other losses on their farms.
A lot of help, a lot of folks moving in to help deal with it, which started immediately last night. Volunteer fire department, local agencies from surrounding counties all moved in to start helping us with it.
The twister that struck Sayre and Elk City was on the ground for some time and distance, as the sheriff tells us.
We've got evidence, which I'm currently in the process of tracking backwards, just kind of to see where it actually did start on the ground. But we know at least north and west of Carter, from there all the way up to Elk City, it appeared to have been on the ground and doing at least some degree of damage almost completely through that whole path.
That tornado continued to spin on past Beckham County. Weather Service experts are tracking the complete paths of the tornadoes that struck the state that night. You got farm news on Ron.
Hey, cattle producers, Superior Livestock got their next regular video auction coming up on Thursday, May 18th on Dish Network Satellite 232 and SuperiorClickToBid.com. Video auction starts 8 a.m. Central Time, 27,500 head to be offered, including 6,600 yearling steers, 5,100 yearling heifers, 5,800 weaned calves, and 8,200 calves on cows. For more information, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call us 800-422-2117.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.